Good morning with us on a Monday morning is Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, a very interesting piece in the paper by you today, and it has to do with Assemblyman Walter Mosley and an interesting strategy when it comes to the NRA.
Yeah, Walter Mosley, actually, who is a pro-gun control Democrat from Brooklyn, joined the NRA. He says that he feels it's important to see what they're thinking, how they're going about their strategy. He says if we're going to counter them, we should know how they act. So he not only joined them, he gets their magazines, he reads their stuff, and he plans on going to their annual convention in May in Louisville, Kentucky.
Fascinating story. Now we turn to the head of the powerful city teachers union, who's trying to quell talks by some in the labor-backed Working Families Party of supporting Bernie Sanders over Hillary Clinton in the Democratic presidential primary.
Yeah, the Working Families Party really doesn't have a primary, a presidential primary, but they don't set their ballot until next September. But what some are thinking is, well, if we back Bernie Sanders, maybe it puts pressure on Hillary Clinton to go more to the left, and there's a serious discussion about that. They haven't rolled it out. And Michael Mulgrew, the head of the city teachers union, is calling around to the different building trade unions who make up the Working Families Party, saying, don't do this. Mulgrew is also a vice president of the American Federation of Teachers, a national organization that has already backed Clinton.
With violence in the Middle East and a New York City mayor traveling in Israel.
Yeah, Mayor de Blasio was out there. He admitted he had to step easily in what he said. People would be watching his words. He met with kids who were both Israeli and Palestinian, you know, but he did say, gave a speech yesterday saying that, particularly in Europe, that communities need to do more to speak out and leaders need to do more to speak out to denounce any form of anti-Semitism, that, you know, just watching it and saying nothing is not enough.
Interesting campaign coming on the issue of physician-assisted suicide. Explain.
Yeah, there is a former aide to Governors Spitzer and Patterson who's battling brain cancer himself, who is now going to be leading the charge against physician-assisted suicide in New York. He says that beyond what people say about the moral implications of it, it also will hurt with clinical trials, that if people know there's an option to, you know, basically kill themselves, they're not going to be looking for alternative ways and helping find ways to treat the diseases.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief of the New York Daily News, joins us each Monday. Read more at nydailynews.com. Ken, as always, we appreciate it.
Anytime. Be well.